Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
British comedian and national treasure Joanna Lumley has been knighted or damed. I guess that's the female equivalent to a knight.
What?
Damed?
I don't know.
Can I have some thinking music, please?
Sure.
Yes! A damehood is the female equivalent of a knighthood, and therefore the title dame is the female equivalent of the title sir.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, Lumley received her damehood by Princess Anne on July 15 at Windsor Castle for her services to drama, entertainment and charitable causes. She's no stranger to a royal meeting, but Lumley recalled the first time she ever met the Queen.
Queen is in front of you. You have, oh, your heart beats so fast. And people say, her skin, her eyes are so blue. Oh, she looks so beautiful. Her ankles are so neat. So people are just blown sideways. It is literally like seeing something from another planet meeting the Queen for the first time. We all get tongue-tied. You all go, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's adorable. She must be so used to it, seeing masses of people just quietly muttering to themselves, not knowing quite what to say.
Justin Bieber is resuming his Justice World Tour in Italy on July 31st. The Biebs was forced to postpone a slew of concert dates after he was diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which temporarily paralysed the right side of his face. His wife, Hailey Bieber, told Good Morning America that after the random and scary situation, he's feeling a lot better and is going to be totally okay.
Well, that's good. Britney Spears and her newlywed husband, Sam Asghari, are a month in from tying the knot in a fairy tale wedding. But many fans voiced concerns about a prenuptial agreement, hoping that Brit was safeguarding her fortune that was finally released to her. Now, US Weekly has spilled the tea on the prenup with an insider saying her 60 mil fortune is well protected. Sam will get $1 million every 2 years that he stays with the pop princess, with a total cap of $10 million after 15 years. Not a bad investment.
For all of those home and away fans out there, there's a new doctor in town. Look out for Perth-raised actress Juliet Goodwin, who's landed the coveted role on the Aussie soapy and will play Dr. Bree Cameron, who's come to Summer Bay for a fresh start. Home and Away airs Monday to Thursday, 7pm on 7.
And Netflix Stranger Things Season 4 is still breaking records with viewers around the world. They're now re-watching all past seasons. Jimmy Fallon caught up with Joe Keery, who plays fan favourite Steve Harrington, and talked about how far the fans will go to protect Steve.
I can't imagine a show without you.
That's very nice of you to say.
You are Stranger Things. We need you. We need Steve. I got to
thank you.
Make the whole show. I love you.
Thank you. I will tell the brothers that you said.
Yeah, please. They made me nervous because, you know, before this season, Netflix put out a billboard. I don't know if you saw this, but
yeah, I did.
Look at this. This is on the billboard. It says, yeah. "Protect Steve."
Yeah. So I actually paid for this. It was really expensive. Yeah.
We can say this. We're allowed to say this. So because
I'll let you.
I'll do it. Noah came on the show. Said someone dies.
Yeah.
It's not you.
It's not me.
Okay, there you go. We can say that.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.